USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Federal Judge Eileen Cannon in Florida has extended the timeline for the review of documents seized from President Trump's Mar-a-Lago home, delaying the fight over whether any materials are privileged by another 2 weeks. 11,000 documents are at issue. U.S. District Judge Raymond Deary now has until December 16th to complete the work. A revived Hurricane 1 Ian set its sights on South Carolina's coast Friday and the historic city of Charleston, with forecasters predicting a storm surge and floods after the megastorm caused catastrophic damage in Florida. Governor Ron DeSantis.
Some of the homes were total losses. I would say the most significant damage that I saw was on Fort Myers Beach. Some of the homes were wiped out, and some of it was just concrete slabs.
Thanks for listening, and a TGIF to you, my friend. USA Radio News.
Water. It's essential to life, but it's also something that so many of us here in America take for granted. Imagine how different your life would be without access to clean water in your home. What if you had to walk to the nearest creek, stream, lake, or pond to get water? Suddenly, going to work and school wouldn't be an option because you and your children would have to spend your days collecting water. This is the day-to-day reality of most families living in the world's poorest countries. But what if I told you that you can change that reality for just pennies a day? Through our water projects, Food for the Poor is working to meet the need for water in 17 impoverished countries. But it won't happen without you. Incredibly, it only takes $15 to provide a child access to clean water for life. $15, decades and decades of access to water for a child. Give the life-changing gift of water now. Just text USA Radio to 91999. Text USA Radio, all one word, to 91999.